course, there's a lot of distortion on that. We start off with our E chord down there in the first fret, just one strum, and we jump up the neck for this. Now, this is my first finger barring the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings 9th fret. This is an E chord. I hit it one time, and then for the upstroke, I'm going to add 3 fingers. I'm going to add my 2nd finger to the 2nd string 10th fret, 3rd finger to the 4th string 11th, and then my 4th finger to the 3rd string 11th. Then I'm going to hit it with a downstroke and pull off only the little finger. You can hear the little pull off. So we have, then we'll have, and that's just a down upstroke using the 2 remaining fingers in the bar. So when I get done, I should still have the bar, 9th fret, strings 4, 3, and 2. 2nd finger should still be on the 2nd string 10th. 3rd finger should be on the 4th string 11th. It's only the 4th finger that pulled off of that 3rd string. So far of the course, we have this E up to the 9th fret, pull off. Then we have this. Now, you'll see this a lot in 38 special stuff. This is my first finger, 5th string 5th fret, and my 3rd finger's on the 4th string 7th fret. 2 downstrokes, and you hear the second one staccato. So I released my grip, and then you'll hear a little dead stroke of the pick coming back to meet the strings. That's a D chord. The next chord is an A chord with a C sharp in the bass. To do this, the 3rd finger stays where it is. The 1st finger, though, goes down to the 4th fret. And we'll hit the 5th and 4th strings. So you can hear we have the 5th string 4th fret and the 4th string 7th fret. And once again, that's an A chord with a C sharp in the bass. So if we go back to that D right before it, we have that. And there's your A with a C sharp in the bass. Then we have our B power chord. The 1st finger, 5th string, 2nd fret, 3rd finger bending backwards to play the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings 4th fret. Pick aims for just 5, 4, and 3. And we have... Now this is similar to what we did with the E chord at the beginning of the chorus, except it's on the 4th fret. So with your 1st finger bar at the 4th fret, 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings, go ahead though and add the other 3 fingers so that my 2nd finger is on the 2nd string 5th fret. My 3rd finger is on the 4th string 6th fret. And then my 4th finger is on the 3rd string, 6th fret. And what you're hearing is me playing it one time staccato, then I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to pull off all 3 fingers so that all you hear is that 1st finger bar. And then a down up with the 4th and 3rd and 2nd strings. So for this bar, I wind up with only the bar. I don't have the other 2 fingers down. All 3 fingers pulled off with this one. So from the B we had... like that. All that's left are these arpeggios. This is the 5th string open, followed by the 4th fret, and I'm using the 3rd finger, and then 4th string 2nd fret. I'm using the 1st finger. Then I have a B arpeggio. And this is the 5th string 2nd fret with my 1st finger, and then I'll slide my 3rd finger, 5th string 4th to 6th, then 1st finger drops down to give me the 4th string, 4th fret. That's my B arpeggio. And that's the first half of the chorus. So we have this. The second half is almost like the first. Except right here, when we get to the B, we just stay on it. And that was just down, 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 up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down. And from here we go into the second verse. So let's see what we do there.